Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield here, and welcome to the 78th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful. We're here every Thursday at 1 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So plan on joining us each and every week. Today's show is talking about how to sleep better than ever. And I came up with a couple of sleep quotes that I really like. One is, I love sleep. My life has a tendency to fall apart when I'm awake, you know? And that's from Ernest Hemingway. The other quote from Thomas Deckard is, start us out with a great show today is, sleep is that golden chain that ties health and our bodies together. The Dalai Lama tells us that sleep is the best meditation. So let's start out talking about something that's extremely challenging for a lot of us, especially in our fast-paced society today, and that's sleeping well. Sleeping a restorative sleep. So what has prevented you from sleeping well? Interestingly enough, it has a lot to do with our lifestyle. And I would like to encourage anyone who has chronic issues or who snores or who wakes up more tired than when they went to sleep to consult with a health provider or your physician and have sleep assessments done. This show is not recommended to replace medical care, and the advice I'm giving you in this show is not intended to replace the information that you can get from your normal healthcare providers. It is an adjunct only, and it is only recommendations based on some research that I have done. I will, in full disclosure, let you know that I have sleep apnea myself, and I have had sleep challenges for most of my life. So I know whereof I speak when it comes to this. So let's talk about what has prevented you from sleeping well. A lot of us drink caffeine during the day, wake up in the morning with caffeine, and I'd just like to give you some information from sleep education from sleepeducation.org. Caffeine is a natural substance that can be extracted from plants. And so it comes from coffee beans, tea leaves, coca beans. It can also be produced synthetically. And it's a type of drug that promotes alertness. It's known as a stimulant. Caffeine acts as an andosine receptor antagonist. Andosine is a substance in your body that promotes sleepiness. And caffeine blocks the andosine receptor so that you don't feel sleepy. It affects your body very, very quickly. And it's usually within the first 30 minutes of taking caffeine, that you begin to feel the effects. And it has a half-life, and I found this interesting, of about 3 to 5 hours. And a half-life means this time to eliminate half of the drug. So caffeine is considered a drug or a stimulant. And so a half-life is 3 to 5 hours, which means that the full life is 6 to 10 hours. So if you have your morning caffeine, your morning coffee or tea or whatever, at 6 in the morning, it takes until 4 in the afternoon for that full life of the caffeine to wear off. In other words, the endosine receptors on the sites of the cell is now unblocked by the caffeine, and you may begin to feel drowsy. Now, if it's 6 hours, you may begin to feel drowsy a little bit afternoon. So that may account for some of that afternoon fatigue or tiredness or the urge to lay down and take a nap. Your body's finally cleared out the effects of your morning caffeine. This is interesting because if you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, you should stop drinking any caffeinated products around noon. And that gives it the full 10 hours for it to get out of your system. Coffee accounts for about 54% of all the caffeine consumption in the world, and tea is another 43%. However, there are people who drink energy drinks and other types of drinks throughout the day. And since caffeine is found in cocoa beans, you might rethink that chocolate brownie after dinner because it does have some caffeine in it, and it might cause you to stay awake. So to further talk about this sleepeducation.org news, sleep and caffeine can have a disruptive effect on your sleep. The most obvious effect of the stimulant is that it can make it hard for you to fall asleep. But it also delays the timing of your body clock. So it also can reduce the deep sleep, that restorative delta wave sleep that you need for your cells to regenerate and other bodily processes to relax. So just a reminder, computers are designed after us. And it's recommended that you defragment your computer quite frequently so that it doesn't get overloaded and things get sorted where they're supposed to go. Well, a deep delta wave sleep is designed to help you kind of defrag the events of the day, take things out of short-term memory, move them into long-term memory, have you just kind of reduce the effects of daily living by restoring your system, taking caffeine too late in the day. Then you're causing your system to work even harder, decreasing your sleep cycle, and making it harder and harder, actually, for the system to be immune to things. You may notice that if you're spending a lot of time, say, I teach at the college during finals week, studying and studying and studying and staying up at night and drinking a lot of caffeine and staying alert so you can study throughout the night, then you tend to get sick right after you've taken the exams. And part of that is simply because of the lack of restorative sleep that you may have had while you were in studying mode. The side effects that caffeine can produce: diarrhea, sweating, nausea, heart rate increases, breathing rate increases, excuse me, I'm going to cough again, and muscle tremors. Sometimes if you withdraw too rapidly from caffeine, you get headaches, sleepiness, low energy levels, and really, really, really bad mood. The FDA is investigating reports of illness, injury, or death of people who took products marketed as energy drinks or energy shots. So that's a great reminder that caffeine has both positive and negative attributes. It can be helpful for increasing your concentration and those types of things. But as I've said before throughout many of the shows, things in moderation seem to work better for you. So another aspect that could keep you from sleeping well is reading your Kindle in bed at night, the white light from your Kindle screen. inhibits the production of melatonin, and melatonin is needed for deep sleep. Another thing that people have a tendency to do before going to bed is watching the evening news. Now, I don't recommend that you cut out the news. If you're interested in watching it and you want to stay current with events and that's how you get it, I would just suggest that you watch it on the early edition rather than the 9, 10, or 11 o'clock edition, because by design, the news program is designed to get you into the sympathetic mode so that you stay curious and alert as to what might be coming next or how the story ends out. And they do it and sometimes keeps you highly sympathetic. And as you well know, if you've been listening to all the shows for a while, the sympathetic nervous system is your fight, flight, or freeze. So how sleepy are you going to be if you're in fight, flight, or freeze mode, or if you're in survival mode? So some things to begin doing is understanding your nervous system and how it acts, understanding the effects of certain things that you do on your nervous system, and how you can begin relaxing yourself into the sleep experience long before you ever get into bed. So what can you easily do to improve your sleep? We'll talk about that a little bit after the break. But I'd like to talk about the importance of stress management and sleep. If you are highly stressed every time you go to bed, you are not going to sleep well. Be as upfront and as truthful as possible. If you are highly sympathetic, your sleep experience will be negatively impacted. There's just no getting around it. So how do studies show the importance of stress management? Well, managing stress before you go to sleep is a big part of it. So let's talk about maybe a typical experience that influences your sleep long before you get into bed. You can listen to the thoughts that you've had throughout the day. So begin to get more aware and more in the present moment. Some of my self-talk is, oh my gosh, I didn't sleep very well last night. Oh my gosh, I'm very tired. Oh my gosh, I really don't sleep well. Oh my gosh, I hope I sleep okay tonight, but I don't think I will. And if I listen to what I'm talking about concerning sleep throughout the day and what my thoughts are, I'm already programming my nervous system to have a bad sleep experience. So sometimes your sleep experience for the night can begin when you wake up in the morning going, oh, I'm so exhausted. I didn't sleep very well. I never sleep well. I don't know how to sleep well. So listen to your thoughts, and you might keep a little notebook by your bed to see what your thoughts are when you, right before you go to sleep and right when you wake up. Because you really are programming your nervous system for the type of sleep experience that it's going to have the next time you lay down and go to sleep. So what can you easily do to improve your sleep? Well, your nervous system is made to habituate, and it's made to change. And again, you're probably very aware of this based on listening to previous shows. You can train your nervous system to have a type of experience that you would like to have, simply by getting aware and coming into the present moment. So instead of having our normal Calm Moms Free Report commercial today, I'm going to have a commercial break, going to be a little bit different. So many people have approached me about stress management and sleep experience that I am beginning a coaching program to have the best sleep ever. How can you have the best sleep ever? And it's an extreme wellness coaching program. And if you'd like more information about it, you can send an email to info@makingshiftshappen.com. And as a part of the coaching program, you get a 30-minute free consultation. We can discuss your sleep and your sleep habits. We can discuss what's going on with you. We can really see where to hone in and have you begin focusing on the best sleep experience that you have ever had. and begin reproducing and replicating those results over and over and over again. I do know from personal experience, it can be done. So that brings us into what else can you easily do to improve your sleep? Well, again, understanding your nervous system and how it works, managing caffeine intake, managing thoughts, watching news earlier in the evening. Don't watch it around the time you're eating either. So when is a good time to watch news? Maybe mid-afternoon. Stoke you up. Get some of that adrenaline flowing. Watching the news, being in high sympathetic, influence your digestive system so you don't take in the nourishment if you watch the news while you're eating dinner. Interesting, isn't it? So if you're watching the news and you get huge amounts of caffeine and you drank iced tea with dinner, those types of things, you are setting your nervous system up for a challenging sleep experience. Excuse me. And we come back to the nervous system really liking habit. I send it to them when they sign up to work with me. And the bedtime routine is pretty simple. And you could even do some of these things tonight. So we'll talk about what's one of the one things you can do tonight to begin to have a better sleep experience. So I'm opening up the bedtime routine just a second here. I didn't have it open. I do apologize. I can tell you that it says to begin to do the same things around the same time every night. Now, work schedules and things like that may or may not allow you to do this, but the more you practice these routines and the more you habituate them, even if you have to skip them once in a while, your nervous system gets back to it pretty easily. So a bedtime routine that I really like is to do maybe a magnesium Epsom salts foot bath or a bath. An Epsom salts foot bath, the recipe for that is 1 cup of Epsom salts, 1/2 cup of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of sea salt, and whatever relaxing, calming essential oil that you might like. A lot of people use lavender. I happen to like chamomile. And if you don't have any chamomile essential oils handy, you can drink some chamomile tea while you're soaking in your Epsom salts bath. And that'll really set you up for a very effective sleep experience. So bedtime routine for very effective sleep. No evening news after 7 p.m. So again, you might eat your dinner, settle in, let it digest for a little bit, and then watch the news at 7. No caffeinated drinks or chocolate after 4 p.m. Again, if the half-life is 6 hours, that has you getting rid of most of it by 10 o'clock. And I would optimally say, don't drink any caffeinated drinks or have any chocolate or noon. 15 minutes before going to sleep, you're going to begin to cue your nervous system into letting it know what to expect next. And a nervous system that knows what's going to happen next begins to get more and more relaxed. So 15 minutes before going to sleep, dim your lights, belly breathe. Begin to center yourself, and I usually say out loud 3 times each statement. Tonight, I, Stephanie, will get the quality and quantity of sleep that I need. Tonight, I, Stephanie, will get adequate amounts of delta waves. I will sleep well and wake up rested, refreshed, and energized. I will sleep well and wake up rested, refreshed, and energized. Then I do either an autogenic training or I do a guided imagery where I do a trip to the meadow that I've taped for myself. And I let go and release the whole day. Complete your day, release it, and wake up inspired is what I like to say. So tonight I, Stephanie, will get the quality and quantity of sleep that I need. I will awaken rested, refreshed, and energized. Tonight I, Stephanie, will get adequate amounts of delta wave sleep. I will awaken rested and refreshed and energized. And this is after I've really relaxed myself by taking an Epsom salts foot soak and those types of things as well. Then your nervous system becomes accustomed to those activities. And once you begin going into those activities around the same time every night, your nervous system goes, okay, I know what's expected of me. I need to sleep. Now, if you have a condition such as sleep apnea and some other things, those will need to have some medical intervention of some kind or some therapeutic intervention of some kind. And I do sleep with a CPAP machine. Again, full disclosure, I do sleep with a CPAP machine. And I find that my sleep experience is better than it's ever been in my entire life. So I wake up oxygenated, all of those types of things that work really well. How can you sustain the good sleep that you're starting to have? Again, stay with the routine. Your nervous system loves that routine. It loves a ritual. It loves a system that lets it know what's going to happen next instead of always guessing. And then when you wake up in the morning, you can wake up saying, boy, that was the best sleep. That was sleeping better than ever. I had a really great time sleeping last night. My body healed. My body repaired itself. My mind rested. I'm feeling so good. And start your morning off with some really positive, wonderful self-talk. So what's the one thing that you can do to sleep better tonight than ever before? I've already discussed it, so I'll repeat it again just for fun. Do a routine that works for you. The bedtime routine, again, is no evening news after 7, no caffeinated drinks after 4, and better yet, after 12 or noon. 15 minutes before going to sleep, dim the light. Belly breathe. Center self. Say out loud 3 times, tonight I, Stephanie, will get the quality and quantity of sleep that I need. I will awaken rested, refreshed, and energized. Tonight I, Stephanie, will get adequate amounts of delta wave sleep. I will awaken rested, refreshed, and energized. Now, I read an article not too long ago that said sometimes the word sleep in and of itself can be a trigger so that you get highly stressed because you're not sleeping well, or maybe you haven't slept well for a long time. So if I find that I get triggered by the word, tonight I will get adequate amounts of sleep, I say, tonight I will get adequate amounts of relaxation and parasympathetic activity. Even if you think your nervous system doesn't know what those words are, it does know what those words are. And it will work hard to give you the sleep experience that you're asking for. But mainly it will also work hard to give you the sleep experience that you've been expecting. And again, sometimes using humor. Anthony Burgess says, laugh and the world laughs with you, snore and you sleep alone. I know that for years people would say, I don't want to sleep in the same room with Stephanie. She sleeps. She snores when she sleeps, and I can't sleep. So you can't stop yourself from snoring. You're asleep when you're snoring. You're not hearing you're snoring. But it can be disruptive for people around you. So if you want the people you love and you to have the best sleep experience possible, check in and get that snoring taken care of. And Tupac Chuck Cure says, the only times I have problems is when I sleep. So sleep seems to be a common problem. And as I mentioned earlier, I am starting a coaching program to give you the best sleep experience ever. All right. I think, I do have a couple of interviews lined up, so we will have some guests in a couple of the next shows. And I'm also going to talk about headaches and migraines in specific in the very near future, because those are also related to your sleep experience. If you wake up with a headache or feeling hungover, even if you didn't have anything to drink, chances are good that you were sleeping in a sympathetic nervous system and fighting all night long, either with yourself or imagined terrors, or even trying to get a good sleep experience and judging yourself and beating yourself up because you're not sleeping well. So let's just make tonight the best sleep you've ever had. So what's my favorite success quote? Again, I'm going to be all Yoda on you. Don't try to have a good sleep experience. Don't set your failure, because try means attempt without succeeding. Find one small thing that you can do tonight that changes your sleep experience. I mentioned autogenic training, and I didn't explain what that was. And that is a process of talking to your nervous system, like my hands are warm, my feet are warm, my hands are relaxed, my feet are relaxed, and working with the breath. And autogenic training means working with training your autonomic nervous system, which means that you can train yourself into having a better sleep experience. So don't try to have a better sleep experience. Do something that gives you a better sleep experience. Drink some water around 7. Taper off the water drinking that you've been doing during the day around 7 or 8 at night, so you don't have to get up during the night to go to the bathroom. And even if you have to get up to go to the bathroom, maybe have a little night light instead of having to turn on a whole bunch of lights. I have one that comes on in my hallway automatically at night when the lights go out, and it's not until I open my bedroom door that the light comes in. You can do some things to darken your bedroom environment. Right now we have a lot of light clutter. And in the guise of safety, people are keeping lights on outside at night and trying to keep burglars and other people away. But that light interrupts with your sleep. So I have also installed some of those blinds that are dark, and they don't let light shine in through my bedroom window. So that way the light can shine, but I'm not impacted. So what's a tool that I can use every day? Again, I work with intention statements, guided imagery, autogenic training, and all of those types of things to have a great sleep experience. And I'm going to have some fun taking my two grandsons, swimming this weekend. So that's what I plan on doing, and I know I'll sleep well after playing in the water with them for a long time. Have a great week, and join us next week. Making Shifts Happen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.